And I believe on line one we have a very special interviewee. We have Tom Wrigglesworth. Hello.
Hello, Emma and Tom.
Hello. Tom, hello. Thank you very much for getting in touch.
You're welcome.
Tom is going to be here in the Gala Theatre on the 21st of March with your new stand-up show, I believe.
That's correct, yes. Utterly at Odds with the Universe.
Utterly at Odds with the Universe. I have to say, this is a very exciting title. Can you tell us more about it?
I can, yeah. That was one of the last things my granddad said to me before he shuffled off his mortal coil, as they say, before he died.
Okay.
But I must stress also, it is a comedy show.
Yes, no, I was reading up about this beforehand, and yeah, it sounds quite profound and quite emotional. So I'm sure there's some great stories from your grandfather and growing up as well.
Yeah, well, it is a bit profound. A lot of people sort of leave crying, and then they go and phone their granddad. Really.
That's sort of, goodness.
That wasn't my aim, but it turned into a sort of, that's what it turned into anyway. I mean, it all started when I found a box of cassette tapes in my granny's house. I found a box of cassette tapes, and I had to find a tape player to play them on. That wasn't easy.
Yeah.
And then I played them, and they were all interviews between me and my granddad when I was 6 or 7.
Wow.
It was my granddad interviewing me when I was, you know, dead little. And they were really sweet and really weird to listen to. So I sort of based the whole story on that, really. That's where we start. That's where the show starts, with that. Mm-hmm. And then quickly turns into this sort of, well, you know, funny stories about my grandmother bringing me up and stuff, and the effect he had on me. And then it turns into a race for me to get the last interview before he dies.
Goodness me.
I couldn't possibly tell you what happened.
It's so emotional. I'm kind of...
She's welling up. She's welling up right now. Seriously.
Oh, it's
sounds
great.
Love it.
So this is on the 21st of March. This is in Durham's Gala Theatre. So next week, everybody, last day of term. So yes, I definitely want to come and try and come down. That would sound... You know what? I'm going to have to call my grandparents. I like make sure they're okay.
Yes, that's what people leave thinking. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. It's hilarious for 80 minutes and then quite moving for 10. But in my, I believe that's just value for money.
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, the most effective things are where you can get a good emotional journey as well as a comedy one as well. So
that's the idea.
Great. And what else are you working on as well? Is this BBC Radio 4?
I've just done it actually. We're just going to run through for the first episode in the new series of Tom Wrigglesworth's Hang-Ups, which is the first series went out in autumn, I think, just gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I said I found that box of cassette tapes.
Yeah.
Well, that was when we moved my granny into my mum and dad's house, right? And when we did that, it became really obvious to, well, me, but probably anyone, that my mum and dad are mental. And they live really anxiety-drenched lives, you know, they're at the edge of panic all the time. And when my granny moved in downstairs, the difference was unbelievable, because she'd go into my mum and dad's bit, and they'd be panicking because the bins are going to be delivered on a different day. Not delivered, you know. Dealt with,
yeah. Collected or whatever.
Yeah, no one delivers a bin, do they? And then downstairs, my granny was all calm and relaxed. So I wrote a radio series called Tom Wrigglesworth's Hang-Ups, which was about me phoning up my parents like I do, because I don't live there, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So we normally speak on the phone. So it was like conversations between my mum and dad and my granny. They were really well received. They were, we've consequently I've been given another series, which is great. But it means that I've got to follow my dad around, like like Richard Attenborough might follow a monkey, just sort of
following and making notes.
Yeah, on his behaviour. It's quite good.
Oh, I love going home. Obviously, during term time, I speak to my parents quite regularly. But I go home and then I see my mum and dad, and I'm just like, they find the smallest things to complain and moan about, and little idiosyncrasies that you only notice when you're away for a long time. So this sounds like a great way to do it as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and you think, are you that bothered about? But then you think sometimes the little things that fill up your life are just as irrelevant, aren't they?
Of course,
I don't
absolutely.
Want to get in, you know.
Oh, some of my problems are so trivial, yet to me they're the most important things.
Exactly. So maybe we'll never understand each other. But as in this radio programme, it's usually my granny that speaks sense at the end.
Oh, well, there you go. And then you've got lovely voice of reason from both grandparents there. Oh, that sounds lovely. Well, thank you very much for getting in touch. Good luck
you're
with
well.
Your national tour. I believe you're all over the country.
I'm halfway through it now, yeah. I'm knackered already. But it's going well.
What is tour life? Is it as rock and roll as you thought it would be?
No, it's not. It's good, but it's basically a heady mix of boredom and panic. I'm all right now. I've got a day off. Mm-hmm. But normally I'm either bored driving somewhere or bored waiting for something and then panicking as I'm about to go on. So, you know, that sort of oscillation is actually quite exhausting.
Are you travelling with anybody or is it quite lonely?
No, I'm all on my tod, I do it on my own. Yeah.
I guess that, you know, makes your relationship with your grandfather on stage, it's almost like you've got family with you every day.
Yes, it is a bit, yeah, exactly. It's just me and my granddad on tour, that's the best way of looking at it.
Best way of looking at it. Well, thank you very much. I most certainly will definitely try to be down there next week.